Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. UWGB says the active threat issued yesterday was a false alarm. University officials say the campus public address system was accidentally set off during a scheduled upgrade to the fire system. That triggered the active threat alarm. Although it was a false alarm, school leaders credited everyone on campus for staying calm during the run, hide, fight guidance, which is in place for such threats. They added the campus is completely safe and resources are available at the Wellness Center for anyone who may need them. The beer that made Milwaukee famous has brewed its final batch. Schlitz beer was once the largest beer in America and a local icon. The Wisconsin Brewing Company got permission from Pabst Brewing Company to brew the final 80-barrel batch of Schlitz beer based on original recipes from 1948. Fans of the beer converged on the Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona and other places over Memorial Day weekend to say goodbye to their beloved brand. And if you missed out, it's not too late. A farewell celebration is planned at the WBC's Lake Louis location near Madison on June 27th. Green Bay police have arrested a man for the hit and run on Memorial Day that sent a motorcyclist to the hospital. Police say Ricardo Hernandez Perez was driving the van that turned in front of a motorcyclist on University Avenue. Dashcam video from another driver shows the motorcyclist hitting the van and falling into the road. The van continued on and did not stop. Family members say doctors told them the motorcyclist was lucky to be alive. They say he suffered multiple broken bones and will be in a wheelchair while he recovers. Records show Hernandez Perez has an immigration hold on his arrest through ICE. Health officials say emergency room visits for tick bites have surged to their highest seasonal levels in nearly a decade. Driven by warmer temperatures and expanding tick habitats, rates have more than doubled the normal seasonal average. Now the federal government is joining the fight against Lyme disease and other tick-related illnesses. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has announced several initiatives to strengthen the federal health response. The new multi-million-dollar pilot program will be led by the CDC and HHS, working together with leading tick control researchers. There's also a plan to help patients better connect with experienced providers. Health officials say Lyme disease remains one of the nation's fastest-growing vector-borne health threats. Vector-borne diseases are human illnesses caused by viruses, bacteria, or parasites that are transmitted by living vectors like mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Some of the world's biggest meat and dairy companies, including several with operations right here in Wisconsin, have been making bold environmental promises. But a new study suggests most of those claims don't hold up. A report published last month found that the vast majority of sustainability claims made by the 33 largest meat and dairy corporations in the world are simply not legitimate. Several of the corporations called out in the report have a direct Wisconsin connection, among them Saputo Cheese, Tyson Foods, JBS, Hormel Foods, Dairy Farmers of America, and Nestle. Gas prices have dropped 23.5 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in Wisconsin today landed at $4.13 per gallon. This is 21.8 cents lower than a month ago, but $1.17 higher than this time last year. This drop in prices was largely driven by falling oil prices, price cycling, and growing optimism around a potential U.S.-Iran agreement. Schlitz Beer, once the largest brewer in America and a Milwaukee icon, has brewed its last batch. Brewmaster Kirby Nelson started the final brew in late May at Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona. Founded in 1849 in Milwaukee, the Schlitz Brewing Company built a legacy that earned it the nickname "The Beer That Made Milwaukee Famous." Wisconsin Brewing Company received permission from Pabst Brewing Company to brew Schlitz one final time. A farewell celebration is planned at WBC's Lake Louis location on June 27th. And advocates are calling for the removal of the remaining dogs from the Dane County breeding facility, where protesters gathered outside Ridgeland Farms in the town of Blue Mounds near Madison this past weekend, calling attention to the over 600 dogs still on the property. The business had been breeding and selling the animals for medical research. The owners of Ridgeland Farms previously agreed to surrender their license to breed and sell dogs for research by July 1st. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where it's the Brewers and Giants for game two of the Brewers' first four-game series of the season. Last night, Milwaukee down 2-0, exploded for seven runs in the second inning on the way to a 16-2 blowout over the Giants. And it all got started when the Brewers' Jake Bowers challenged a call and walked instead of striking out Pat Murphy.
Yeah, you think about Bowers' challenge there. That started the whole thing. And a bunch of guys, Sal swing the bat great, Vaughny doing his thing, Terang. Hamilton, wow.
I asked Bryce Terang about the challenge by Bowers.
The curveball down that he challenged? Yeah, I mean, when you think it's a ball, you challenge it, you get a ball. I mean, that's a walk instead of an out. So things change quick, and him doing that could have caused that inning for sure.
NFL, the Packers in a second week of OTA practices. Valuable time for the defensive players to learn the playbook of the new defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. High pressure squarely overhead will give us a beautiful early June day. Sunny skies today, light winds with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Plenty of sunshine again on Wednesday, a bit warmer with a high near 83.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.